Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am so excited to join each and every one of you all collectively to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how far you have brought us. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for starting us on our way. Like, I don't know where you're at this morning, but if God's been good to you, say amen. Amen. If God's been good to you, say amen. And one of the songs I said, one of the phrases in the song said, whatever you lost is not the end. Whatever you lost is not the end. So don't dwell on the thing of the past that you may have lost. My God, don't dwell on the things in the past that you may have lost, but look forward to your future. Look forward to what God has in store for you. And the song that I just played that I wanted to let go on for a while was entitled Fear Is Not My Future by Todd Galbraith and Tasha Cobbs Leonard. If you don't have it on your playlist, definitely add it to your playlist, because we have to declare and decree that fear is not our future. And so when we talk about the future or think about the future, there can be an inkling of fear in our spirits at times, because why? We are experiencing the unknown when we go into our futures. We are experiencing something that we've never experienced before. But how many of y'all know that just because we've never experienced before, our Heavenly Father has experienced it because He has gone before us? And we just pray that because He has gone before us, He has laid every path, every step that we're going to take, and He's going to direct and orchestrate every single path in our life. And so, God, we just bless your name for directing our paths this morning and in the future. God, whatever the future holds for us, we just thank you in advance for orchestrating it for us in Jesus' name. I don't know where y'all at, but just declare and decree that God is going to lay it out just for us each and every day, each and every time we may have that inkling of fear. Ooh, because fear is not what? Fear is not our future. And so let's get into it. Before we really get into it, let me tell y'all, this past weekend was great. I celebrated my daughter's birthday and with family, and it was just so fun. She loves water, so of course we went to the water park and had a great time. And so obviously she's stepping into her next. But how many of you all know we are stepping into our next as well? We're stepping into our next. We're stepping into the future. And just like the song I played, Fear Is Not My Future, I love how they start it off, right? I love what they say in the chorus. It says, hello, hope. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, peace. Hello, strength. It's a new horizon. It's a new horizon. And so at first I thought the Lord was leading me to focus on the word hello, like saying hello to the future, saying hello to the next, or saying hello to what we are calling for. What we're calling forth is hope. We are calling forth joy. We're saying hello, love. We're saying hello, peace. Because how many of y'all know that God is the only one that can give us peace that surpasses all understanding? And we're saying hello, strength. It's a new horizon. But God said, no, I want you to focus on the phrase, it's a new horizon. It's a new horizon. I'm gonna say that again. It's a new horizon. And so he led me to look up exactly what a new horizon means, to give you all like the breakdown definition, right? And so a new horizon, it says, it's a fresh start, new opportunities or new knowledge and experiences that lie beyond one's current understanding or comfort zone. Just as the literal horizon represents the limit of what one can see, a metaphorical new horizon signifies a new, previously unseen range of possibilities that are now becoming visible or attainable. I'm not even going to say all of that again, but I want to point you to what caught my attention the most when the Lord led me to this. And it is experiences. A new horizon is experiences that lie beyond one's current understanding or comfort zone. Woo. And just be truthful with yourself. How many of you right now believe that being in the comfort zone is like the safe place for where you need to be right now? Now you're like, I'm all right being in this comfort zone. I'm all right being just where I am, just in this comfort zone. But how many of y'all really know that it's outside of the comfort zone where you grow? It's outside of the comfort zone of where you find the new opportunities. It's outside of the comfort zone of where you find the fresh start. It's outside of the comfort zone where you begin to see things that you weren't once seeing, things that you thought weren't even attainable. You start to get a vision beyond what you used to could see or what was familiar to you. The Lord just shared with me, just dropped in my spirit. You have to go beyond the comfort zone or get familiar with the unfamiliar. You got to get familiar with the unfamiliar if you're trying to seek or do something you've never seen before. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that word. I don't know who that was for. It was probably for me. But if it was for you, grab onto it. Get familiar with the unfamiliar in this season. If you're really trying to grow, if you're really trying to receive the new vision, if you're really trying to go beyond what you've ever seen done before. Okay. And so as I was talking to my mentor last week, one thing I started our conversation with is it has been very busy in my world with business things, work things, and personal decisions we've had to make. And all in all, I'm getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And so I thought about that phrase after I sent that to her, and I was like, once upon a time, I used to be that person just like, I'm just going to stay in my comfort zone. But how many of y'all know it wasn't growth there? It wasn't growth there. It wasn't all that God had for me. And so I know if you are being pushed out of your comfort zone, trust and believe that push is coming from the Lord. That push is coming from maybe an ambition or a passion that you had, but you're not going to realize it until you get out of the comfort zone or get out of what's familiar to you. And then you got to experience the what, the unfamiliar place, or what I love to call it is the new territory that we are called to possess. We're going to experience the new territory that we're called to possess. But in order to possess it, my friends, we have to do what is uncomfortable. What is uncomfortable to us, right? We have to do it. And sometimes doing it is we can't even explain what it even entails to do it, right? So whatever your it is, you can't explain it to people. And so another part, look, I'm letting you in into me and my mentor's conversation, but it's really imperative that you understand that even if you can't explain the new season or the new territory that you're going into, it's okay. It's okay. We have to get out of the mindset of having to explain every move in our life, because every move that we take in our life, or every step that you may take, or pivot that you may take in life, it can't be explained. It's just as simple as that. It cannot be explained, because when God is instructing you or telling you to go this way or that way, up, down, wherever, it may not make sense. How God works is unexplainable at times. It's unexplainable. We don't even have the words to put to it, but in time we will. I believe that we will. But going back to what I was sharing with you all, a new horizon. I declare and decree right now that a new horizon is in our future. It is in our future. And so when we go into our new horizon, especially from a career perspective, we're going to be like, hello, promotion. Hello, new job. Hello, new career. Hello, new relationships that I need to form in order to get to the next season or get to the new horizon that is meant for me. Hello, new season. Hello, whatever you need to say hello to in this season, say hello to it. Say hello. Maybe you need to say hello to your healing. Maybe you need to say hello to fear. And this is from another perspective, but hello fear, meaning you need to confront the things that are stopping you from getting to your new horizon. Ooh. Ooh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you need to confront the things. Hello fear. Hello opposition. Hello whatever it is, because you got to confront those things and let them know, like, I got all authority. What we talked about last week? I got all authority to push back the enemy, or to push back the negative thoughts in my life. I have all authority to break off the chains or break off the lies that the enemy has told me. What? So whatever the enemy has told you, then you know that it's a lie. Confront it head on and say, I take a seat. I take a position of authority to go into my new horizon with what? With peace, with love, with joy, with hope, with strength. And we just declare and decree that it's supernatural strength that we're going into this new horizon with, in Jesus' name, right? In Jesus' name. And so, my friends, this morning, of course, we're going to tie some scripture to this, right? And the scripture is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, which state, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways submit to him as in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on, y'all. And he will make your path straight. So Lean not to your own understanding when it comes to walking into or walking out, excuse me, walking out of the comfort zone and walking into the unfamiliar. Woo! Walking out of your comfort zone and walking into the unfamiliar. Lean not to your own understanding because what, like I said earlier, it is not going to make sense sometimes, my friends. It's not going to make sense as to why you started that business. It's not going to make sense as to why you may continue going down that path in your career. It's not going to make sense as to why you continue even going in the direction you're going with in your business, even though it may not look like, oh, this is the right season for this business to flourish. But if God said do it, then do it, my friends. It is that simple. It may not seem that simple, but it is that simple. Because I can just imagine the Lord putting my spiritual imagination, letting you see what my spiritual imagination is saying. But if the Lord is literally looking at you and saying, if she just only knew, or if he just only knew was on the other side of that fear, if she just only knew, or he just only knew what was on the other side of that procrastination they got going on over there, if they just only knew what was on the other side, ooh, they would just do it with no hesitation. But how many of y'all know we have to activate our faith muscles? And know that God is good, that God is truly good, right? So again, if God's been good to you, say what? Amen and amen. All right, y'all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their futures. God, I thank you for orchestrating and ordaining every footstep, God, that they're going to take, whether it be a career pivot, whether it be a business pivot, God, whether it be just a personal life pivot, God. We thank you for orchestrating every step. We thank you for directing every path. We thank you for shining your light so bright on their path, God, so that they can see where they are going, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask for the supernatural faith and supernatural strength in this season, God, as they go into the unfamiliar of their life, God, in the name of Jesus, as they go into new territory, have them to take up the new territory and possess it well in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for protecting us as we go into the unknown, as we go into the unfamiliar spaces and territories in our careers, in our business, in our life in general. Lord, we thank you for divine protection and placing a hedge of protection over us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for setting the atmosphere in our new territories that we're going to be taking up in the name of Jesus. We thank you for setting the atmosphere, and we ask that you dispatch your angels there right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, wherever you are taking us, wherever you are pushing us, wherever you are moving us, God, wherever you're having us to pivot, God, we just call peace in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. We say hello, peace. We say hello, strength. We say hello, love. We say hello, hope. We say hello, hello, hello to whatever it is that you are taking us to. And we welcome it and embrace it, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because we know this is where you, if you have called us to it, we know that you are setting us up for success. You are setting us up to experience your goodness, to experience your favor in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. We count it all joy and give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, because you are what? You are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And of course, I'll catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.